and kicks it right back out, and we'll reset the offense. Ball fake here by Shayla Connor. Connor, baseline jumper, rolling around and good. What a great ball fake to get herself open with Shayla Connor.
Tonight, the Overton Eagles travel east down Highway 30 to battle the state-rated Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
42-41, Blue Devils by one. Pick and roll down low. Aiden layups. It's on the rim and in. 7 for Aiden. First bucket of the second half.
Since an opening weekend loss, Overton has put together a nice winning streak over the last 2 weeks. But tonight, they step up in class with their first meeting against the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars. It's the Eagles and the Stars coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum. Randy Bushcutter here with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on ESPN as we have our last regular season game before we have the Christmas break. And we, of course, will have coverage of high school basketball for you over the Christmas break here as we'll have coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament as well as Kearney Catholic and the Amherst Holiday Tournament. But right now, a regular season game, a game that doesn't happen a whole lot. It's been a few years since Overton and Kearney Catholic have hooked up in an interconference matchup here. Overton representing the 4-Kearney Conference and, of course, Kearney Catholic from the Lou Platte. Many years, Kearney Catholic has played Axtell at this point, but Axtell is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. They're traveling to Kennesaw to take on the Blue Devils, and so they changed their schedule a little bit. Kearney Catholic needed a lineup, so they contacted Overton, and that's the reason that this game is scheduled here today. The boys game should be a very competitive, interesting matchup as Jace Dare has another talented group. Obviously, there's some holes to be filled there, and they're a little short-staffed, and we'll talk to Coach Dare about that at halftime of our girls game. The girls game, on paper anyway, does appear to be a little bit of a mismatch here as Overton comes in. They've struggled so far this season. Kearney Catholic is undefeated, one of the better teams in Class C1. And Overton being a D1 school, you would think, at least on paper anyway, this is a very tough row for them to hoe as they travel to Kearney Catholic to take on the Lady Stars. But that's why you play them. And it's an opportunity for both these two teams to get better here tonight as well. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show, New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. When we return from the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll give you the starting lineups for these two teams. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. We had a minor technical difficulties there. Hopefully we've worked our way through them. Let's give you our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll start, first of all, for Overton. It comes in with a record of 3-2, and their starting lineup looks like this. Addie Fisher is a 5'5 junior. She'll start with Kinsey Enix, 5'7, also a junior. Abby Miller is 5'7, also a junior. Chelsea Brown, 5'3, and a senior. And Alex Carlson, 5'3, junior, will round out the starting lineup for head coach Chelsea Losey. For Kearney Catholic and their head coach Rick Petrie, their starters are these. Michaela Mestel is a 5'6 senior. She'll start with Allie Prosowski, who is 5'5 and a sophomore. Theron Baum, part of that tall backcourt for Kearney Catholic. Baum, a senior at 6'1. Bailey Sokolowski, also 6'1 and a senior. And Megan Anderson, 6 foot tall senior, rounds out the starting lineup for head coach Rick Petrie. And again, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take one last.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Potty Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Potty Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Potty Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader, contact Terry Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip controlled by Kearney Catholic. They'll kick it off to Theron Baum on the left side. She'll dribble the baseline. A little one-handed runner on that baseline. And first 2 points of the ball game belong to Kearney Catholic. And they're going to be able to put on a little bit of pressure here. Dribbling through it here is going to be Chelsea Brown. Brown pass up ahead into the hands of Abby Miller. Miller across the timeline, plays a little catch, now kicks it left side for Kinsey Enix. Her pass on the inside is knocked away by Baum. It'll be a turnover. Here come the Stars. Baum gets it back on the baseline. Shot up. Good. Nice running the floor after Theron Baum got the steal on one end. She gave the ball out to Mestel, and Mestel with a great pass back to Baum, who ran the floor and laid it up and in. Left wing with it is Enix, and they'll work it back around the perimeter as they were shut off there. Abby Fisher has it now, and her bounce pass goes through the lane. Enix from 15-foot, nice look at the rim. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Sokolowski, and Sokolowski will give it up ahead here for Mestel. Mestel kicks to Prasoski, and it is tracked down in the corner by Chelsea Brown, and that'll be the first turnover of the game here against Kearney Catholic. Overton forces the turnover. And now they're going to face a little pressure of their own. Miller gets the long outlet pass up ahead here for Brown. Brown kicks it off in the corner for Fisher, and Fisher runs into a little bit of a block here from Prasoski. So Allie Prasoski whistled for her first foul, team's first foul, and her first foul of the ball game against either team, actually, with 6:41 to go here in quarter number one. It's 4-0 Stars here in the early stages. Overton with the basketball. Pass is tipped, but picking it up is Enix. Enix in the lane. Nice bounce pass inside. Miller, though, had her shot blocked by Baum and picked up by Prasoski. Prasoski gets it up ahead to Megan Anderson. Anderson with a great catch right underneath the basket, and she's able to lean back into the field of play and make the bucket. Out the steal. Mestel gets it back. She's going to drive the lane. She'll get the hoop and the harm. So very quickly, Kearney Catholic forces the turnover, and now they'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. So Overton with three turnovers here in the early stages, and now Mestel, after the foul whistled on Chelsea Brown, will try to add to Kearney Catholic's 8-0 lead. The free throw is no good, but it was knocked out of bounds by Abby Miller on the rebound. So Miller will toss it, will drop back on defense, and the inbound it open is Prasoski in the corner, and she hits a three. And that one was rather easy there for Kearney Catholic, as Prasoski just didn't have anybody within about 6-8 feet of her after it was inbounded. Fisher on that right side took a little extra step, and that'll be another Overton turnover. 6:02 to go here, quarter number one, and the Stars comfortably ahead already by a score of 11-0 here in girls basketball. Kick right side, Prasoski. Facing a little bit of Overton zone here. They'll get it back out for Baum. Baum's got a top key, kicks it for Mestel. Mestel's going to fire a three, and she hits a three. Mestel with 5 points here in the ball game, and Overton facing just a little bit of pressure again. Gives it to Miller. Miller back in between circles for Brown. Left wing here for Enix. Enix with a pass up ahead here for Carlson. Carlson gets in the half-court zone. They kick it back out for Enix in transition. She gets a good look at the basket, but it hit off the back iron. A little bit too high, and it actually goes out of bounds. It hit the stand there, and so that'll be a team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars already up by a couple of touchdowns. They lead it 14-0, 5:22 to go here in quarter number one. Skip pass right side for Prasoski. Prasoski thought about the three. She had a nice little screen to work behind set by Mestel. Mestel now will give it on the baseline for Baum. We'll work it back around. Quick pass sets up Mestel for three. It's off the front of the rim and no good. Rebound taken out by Fisher. And Fisher faces a little trap here by Kearney Catholic. Tipped by Sokolowski. Picked up by Mestel. Mestel's going to drive. And Michaela Mestel will score. She's got seven in the game here so far, and off of another steal, she makes it and gets it up ahead here for Prosowski, and Prosowski's going to lay it up and in, and it's 18-0 Kearney Catholic with 4:48 to go here. We got a timeout here for Overton. Timeout for the Eagles, and we'll take it with them. 18-0 Stars with 4:48 to go in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And we are back here at Kearney Catholic High School, and we got a little steal, and then foul going to be whistled against Kinsey Enix. Enix passed. She tried to throw it over the top of Mestel. Mestel timed out her jump perfectly, came down with the turnover, and then Mestel was fouled by Enix. Off the inbounds, they give it out for Sokolowski. She's going to fire a three. Offensive rebound, Megan Anderson. And Anderson with the rebound and the bucket. And the Stars start the game on a 20-0 run here. Enix in the offensive zone faces some pressure from Prosowski. As the Stars right now go with a little zone. A little ball fake on that right side by Fisher. Fisher gets it between the circles here for Enix. Enix back to Fisher at the free throw line. Brown, nice cut. She gets the basketball. Shot up, no good. And rebounded by Megan Anderson. A good look at the rack there for Overton. And now a quick pass up ahead to Theron Baum. And Baum, her layup is no good. Tries to get her own rebound. Can't as she knocks the ball out of bounds. She was the last to touch it. So Overton will inbound it here as we've now crossed the midway point of the first quarter. Pass left side for Brown. Brown in the lane. Ball knocked down by Theron Baum. And that'll be another turnover as Mestel's got it. A three-on-two break. Mestel's going to drive, and Mestel blocked on the way to the rack. And so she'll go line and will shoot two. Mestel already with 7 points here in the ballgame. And Kearney Catholic with an opportunity to add to their 20-0 lead, and we'll have our first substitutions for the Stars after this free throw here by Michaela Mestel. It is up and good. And coming in are going to be Shayla Connor. And I didn't see who the other one was that came in. Oh, that's because she didn't come in yet. They're coming in for Mestel. I see a head down there, but I can't recognize who it is. Mestel's free throw was good, and she's coming in for the shooter. So, yeah, that'd be Whitney Colling checking in for her. And in for Overton, Shannon Callahan checks in the ball game just moments ago. On the bounce here is going to be Enix. Enix gives it off on the left side to Carlson. Carlson top of the circle, pass to Enix. Enix in the lane, bounce pass right side for Brown. Brown about a 12-foot jumper, it's no good. Gets her own rebound. That one, too, is a little bit strong. And rebounded out there by Anderson. So Anderson with the outlet pass, getting it up ahead to Colling. And Colling on the baseline took a little extra step with it, and she turned the ball over. So that'll be the second turnover here on Kearney Catholic. Stars lead it 22-0. And on the bounce here is Chelsea Brown. Brown on the right side for Alex Carlson, and Carlson on the dribble lost the ball, but it was knocked out of her hands by one of the Eagles. So toss in the basketball here is going to be Brown. Brown throws it in the lane, trying to get it to Fisher. It's knocked away by Megan Anderson, and then Theron Baum came up with it, and they're going to whistle her for a double dribble. So we're just going to swap turnovers here, and now Overton will have a chance to inbound underneath their own basket. And holding the basketball here is going to be Chelsea Brown. Brown works it back around the perimeter. Now skip pass on the right side. Brown's got it, enters it inside for Callahan, and Callahan is fouled as she put up the shot. I think Theron Baum is going to be whistled for the foul. Yep, that's going to be on Baum. So Callahan will go line. She's going to shoot two, and a chance for Overton to get on the board here. They trail it 22-0 with 3:02 to go here in the first quarter, and it's back the iron and no good. Morgan Studi going to check in here for the Stars. And in for Overton is going to be Tara Lease. So Callahan at the line. And that one rolls around, and it's good. So Callahan with the first points of the night here for Overton, and now trail at 22-1. Long pass up ahead to 23, Studi. Studi's going to kick it out for Anderson, and Anderson from about 8 feet away is going to hit the jumper. So Lease has it here for Overton. As they work it back around the perimeter for Enix. Enix on the left side for Fisher. Fisher drives the baseline, shut off by Anderson, lost the basketball. It's picked up by Studi. Studi on the dribble, and Studi's going to take it all the way to the right wing, has the ball knocked out of her hands by Enix, but out of bounds. So the Stars will inbound. And Morgan Studi tosses it in here for Colling. On the left side, Colling's got it. Colling gets it inside for Anderson. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Enix, and Overton wants the run here. Enix being picked up by Studi, And they'll give the pass on the right side looking for Carlson, and they threw it too high, and Carlson couldn't come up with it. And so it's out of bounds, another Overton turnover. So they'll get the ball to Shayla Connor, and Connor will break the timeline. Kick it off on the right side here for Studi, and Studi gives it for Bailey Sokolowski. A nice little pass, but they're going to say that the foul came before the shot, and that'll be on Shannon Callahan. And actually a good foul by Callahan because Sokolowski was able to make the catch and lay it up and in. They inbound it into the hands of Studi, and Studi hits the three. Well, maybe it wasn't a good foul because that was only a deuce that went in there a second ago, and this one's worth three. So it's now 27-1, Kearney Catholic. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Nice bounce pass on the inside, and the bucket and foul. Shannon Callahan with the first field goal of the game. She's got all three Overton points, and she'll try to finish a three-point play here as Shayla Connor was whistled for the foul. Nice entry pass for Callahan. And the free throw rolls around. Good for Callahan. So she's now two out of three from the free throw line. And it's 27-4. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Top of the circle. Bailey Sokolowski. She's going to pass a left wing. It's intercepted. Nice defensive play there by Carlson. Carlson passes up ahead here for Enix. Enix is going to drive. And we're going to have a foul whistled on Bailey Sokolowski. Sokolowski got the block. Oh, they're actually going to say the foul was on the body by Theron Baum. And that makes sense because to me it looked like Sokolowski had a pretty good block there. And they're going to say that was on the body of Morgan Studi. Well, they were all there, and that was a pretty good look at the rim. So Enix hits the free throw. This second one here is no good. And so it's now 27-5. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Overton cut into it just a little bit ago. A little backdoor cut here on the drive is going to be Studi. Studi shut off on the baseline, and she got the ball in for Michaela Mestel, and Mestel actually was on the baseline. She didn't touch the ball very long, but she was touching the baseline when she did it. And so coming up here is going to be Enix. Enix entry pass off the mark looking for Callahan. And it's going to be picked up here by Sokolowski. So here comes Mestel. Bounce pass in the lane. Open inside. Jumper good for Shayla Connor. Give the assist to Michaela Mestel, as that was a pretty low pass on the inside there. Minute five to go here. Quarter number one, 29-5. Kearney Catholic. Another turnover forced here. Whitney Calling will try the layup. It's no good. Offensive rebound will not fall here for Studi. And coming out of there with it is going to be Enix. So Enix will pass it up ahead and bring it across the timeline. Now she gets it back, kicks left side here for Addie Fisher. Fisher gives it on the baseline and try to bounce it inside for Callahan. Callahan had to go on the ground to try to save it as the bounce pass was off of her foot. She made a nice little play to get to the ball, tried to pass it through the lane, and it missed its intended mark and goes out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will get the basketball here. 34 seconds to go in quarter number one. They kick it off here left side for Bailey Sokolowski. Top of the circle here for Connor. Connor will give it off right wing for Prosowski. She'll fire a three off the mark. Rebounded by Lease for Overton. And she'll let traffic clear and just get the ball back out here for Enix. 18 seconds left as they break the timeline. Right wing Carlson has it. Little ball fake. Has it stolen away by Mestel. Mestel pass up ahead here for Prosowski. Prosowski lays it off the glass. It's up and good. Prosowski with seven in the quarter. 7 seconds left. Lease passes up ahead here for Enix. Enix kicks right side at the buzzer from 30 feet. The shot is short for Alex Carlson. And so one quarter is in the books. And Kearney Catholic in control here. They lead it 31-5 after one quarter. And we'll be back with quarter number two right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And don't forget, tonight on our sister station, we have a couple of basketball games for you. The Huskers are on the Breeze 94.5. I like to tip off a little bit after 8 o'clock. And the game in Kennesaw between Axtell and Kennesaw is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Shot on the inside here for Overton to start things off. It's rebounded by Anderson. Anderson pass up ahead here for Allie Prososky. And Prososky is able to lay it up and in. She dribbled through the traffic a little bit, and now it's a 33-5 lead here for Kearney Catholic. Carlson, bounce pass on the left side, gets it to Fisher. Fisher between the circle here for Enix. Enix helps working on the inside for Callahan. Callahan's shot is no good. Rebounded by Anderson, her fifth rebound of the game, and she'll get it up here for Allie Prososky. Prososky gives it to Theron Baum on the baseline. It's off the mark, knocked down, and Chelsea Brown comes away with it here for Overton. And now Mestel makes yet another steal. And she'll work it up ahead here for Prososky. Prososky stops, gives it for Theron Baum. Theron Baum in the lane, steps up, shot no good. Offensive rebound, Mestel. Mestel can't get the shot to fall. And coming out of there with it is going to be Enix for Overton. She brings it across the timeline, kicks left wing for Brown. And facing that zone defense, they give it up on the right wing here for Fisher. They enter it inside for Callahan, and Callahan battling in there with Theron Baum, and Theron Baum says, I didn't move my hands. I went straight up, but the official is not swayed by that argument, as Theron Baum has now picked up her second personal foul, and Shannon Callahan will go line and shoot two. The first one is off the mark, and no good. Kearney Catholic comes in a perfect 7-0 on the season. Remember, they're a Class C1 school, and Overton in D1. Is 3-2 on the season. They've won their last three games, however. Second free throw by Callahan, no good, and rebounded by Theron Baum. Entry pass inside for Sokolowski. Back inside to Sokolowski. Now gives it back to Mestel again. Mestel kicks off here left side for Anderson. Back around the perimeter. Inside for Sokolowski. Sokolowski drives. Shot, no good. Callahan pulls down the rebound, and she'll get it out here for Enix. Little drive on the inside for Callahan. Shot no good. And we're going to tie up the rebound. Callahan not afraid to get in there. The 5'10 sophomore battling with a bunch of 6'1 seniors, and she's not intimidated. She goes in there and ready to do some hand-to-hand combat. Baum on the baseline has it. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Anderson. Anderson kicks back out for Baum. Baum thought about a three. Now she'll take it in the lane. Little hook pass to Mestel. Back inside for Baum. Baum will take it off glass, and Baum will score. Give another assist to Michaela Mestel there, and the Stars' lead is now 30. They lead it 35-5. Kick left wing, Fisher. Fisher on the baseline, loses the basketball. Anderson comes up with it, and Anderson passes up here to Prososky. Prososky's going to drive. She is pushed. And there'll be two shots coming up here after the foul whistled on Alex Carlson. So here comes a couple of free throws for Allie Prososky. She takes her time at the line with those neon yellow greenish shoes, and the free throw is good. For shoes to be any brighter than that, you'd have to put batteries in them, I think. Second free throw by Prososky is on the way. Perfect. Just a nice little rotation as she shoots, and she hit nothing but net there, and the Stars now lead at 37-5. 5:23 to go here in the second quarter. Pass right side for Fisher. Fisher on the dribble, looking for a cutter. Gets it in the lane here for Brown. Brown loses it on the inside. Ball's on the ground. Picking it up is going to be Chelsea Brown. Great hustle there. Gets it to Enix on the baseline. They get it to Carlson. Her jumper's no good. Offensive rebound by Fisher. Fisher gives it. Shot by Miller will not fall. And finally coming up with a rebound here is going to be Mestel. Mestel to Prasoski. They drive the lane, give it in for Sokolowski. Sokolowski gets the bucket and the foul. First bucket of the ball game here for Bailey Sokolowski. And she'll go to the line and will shoot two. 4:51 to go here in quarter number two. At halftime, we'll talk with Overton head coach Jay Stair. Sokolowski's free throw is good. And that will finish off a three-point play. Checking back in here is going to be Tara Lease for Overton. So pass on the right wing. With it is Addie Fisher. Fisher works to the inside. Stepping in and making the steal is going to be Theron Baum. Baum pass up ahead to Mestel. Mestel's going to lay it up and in. Stars running the floor after any steal that they make, and they've scored a lot of points in transition tonight. Tara Lease gives it left side, and it's going to be stolen away by Prasoski. Prasoski will go in for that right-handed layup, and it's good. And now Carnegie Catholic with a 44-5 lead with 4:15 to go here in the second quarter. A little 2-3 zone here for Carnegie Catholic. Overton will give it off right side for Fisher. And Fisher looks over the top of that zone. No kick it here on the left side. Fisher tries to lob it in, and it's stolen away again by Theron Baum. Baum will give it off to Mestel. Mestel works it around the Prasoski, inside to the free throw line. Nice pass from the high post to the low pass. Theron Baum give her an assist and a bucket to Megan Anderson. That was rather pretty. And Carney Catholic will bring in five new players here at the next stoppage. With the dribble is Alex Carlson. Carlson will kick it off on the left side. Here's a jumper by Enix. Enix's shot is a little bit short. Michaela Mestel pulls down the rebound, and we've got a timeout here for the Stars. We'll take the timeout with them. 3:24 to go here in the second quarter. It's 46-5, Kearney Catholic, and we'll be back right after this timeout.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. 3:24 to go here in the second quarter. He had a timeout by the Stars. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now at West 39th Street in Kearney and right here at the concession stand at Kearney Catholic. Stars made some substitutions. In there right now is Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff works at left side for Whitney Colling. Now top of the circle with it is Morgan Studi. She gives it for Connor. Connor now is going to kick it back out. Now left wing with it is Whitney Colling. Colling pass on the inside, and we got a foul. Whitney Colling trying to drive the lane there. Also in there is Maddie Squires for Kearney Catholic. I think I got everybody's name called with the possible exception of Kayla Shundoff. Now she touched it earlier. So it's Shundoff and Squires. At the free throw line is Colling. And Studi and Connor are standing there as personal protectors. The free throw is up and good for Whitney Colling. Colling makes it 47-5 with 3:02 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw, up and good for Colling. And so into the offensive zone here is going to come out, is going to be Enix. Kinsey Enix gets it for Lease. Lease's pass stolen away by Colling. And Colling loses the ball and will drive in underneath after the steal, and it's laid up and in by Kinsey Enix. First points of the second quarter here for Overton. With the dribble is going to be Maddie Squires. She'll get it on the baseline. Open for the jumper is Studi. It's in and out, and the loose ball is picked up by Addie Fisher for Overton. And Fisher will now bring in the offensive zone. On the bounce here is Kinsey Enix. Enix in the lane. Ball is loose. Coming up with it is Fisher, and we've got a injury or a timeout. I think we had a loose contact or something, or an injury. When the ball was no longer a threat for Overton to score in pending. Kayla Shundoff was the one that was hurt, and they're attending to her, but I don't think it's anything serious. Entry pass down low. Overton collects the foul. And so after the minor injury, and they're taking a look at Kayla Shundoff. Got the entry pass, and Kinsey Enix now will go line. She's going to shoot two. The first free throw hits the back of the iron, and it is no good. Maddie Squires whistled for the foul. Second free throw by Enix, also no good. And Squires can't quite come up with a rebound. It goes over to Studi instead, and Studi will help set up the offense. Brooke Muse checked in during the injury, by the way. And on the left side, Colling. Colling enters it in the lane. Shot up, no good for Maddie Squires. Squires fighting for the rebound. Nice save by Squires. And she'll get the ball over here for Studi. Studi will help kick it left side for Colling. And Colling will work it back around the perimeter. There's Connor. Connor will fire a three and hit the three. Shayla Connor with 5 points on the night. And the inbound for Tara Lease. And Lease will give it back out here for Kinsey Enix. And Enix pass goes through the hands of Shannon Canahan, and that'll be another turnover here against Overton, their 20th of the first half. Left wing with it is Maddie Squires. She'll step up, try the long jumper. It's no good. Callahan pulls down the rebound, and she'll get it back out here for Kinsey Enix. Stars on pace to score 100. They lead it 51-7 here. Sure, we won't see the starters a whole lot in the second half. Right side, Carlson. Nice pass inside. Leaning up is Shannon Callahan. Missed the first shot, but she got the offensive rebound and the bucket. So she's the leading scorer here for Overton off the bench. 53 seconds to go here before halftime. Kick on the right side. Enter pass in for Connor, and Connor, a little extra step with it. And she's going to be whistled for the turnover. Yeah, not sure what was wrong with Kayla Shundoff earlier, but she's got it all taken care of, and she'll come back into the ball game. So she's back into the game. And on the bounce here is going to be Kinsey Enix. Enix will give it off on the right side for Carlson. Carlson picked up there defensively by Colling, and they get it off on the right side here for Lease. Lease pass stolen away. And coming up with a loose ball was Whitney Colling. Colling was pushed a little bit, but they're not going to call the foul there because she didn't lose the ball. They kick it up ahead, and on the drive here is going to be Studi. Studi shot no good. Rebounded by Enix. And Enix on the dribble takes it all the way to the baseline, lays it off the glass, and it's good. Kinsey Enix with a strong drive, and Overton's in double figures here. 9 seconds left with the basketball. This Shundoff. Shundoff tries to enter it inside for Squires. It's stolen away. Coming up with it is Enix. Enix is going to lay it up at the buzzer, and it's no good. Rebounded by Squires, and one half is in the books. But the Stars, with 20 points in the second quarter to go with 31 they got in the first, they lead it 51-11 here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk with Coach Dare right after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Belfield County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. At halftime, it's Kearney Catholic leading in girls basketball 51-11 against the Overton Eagles. We do not anticipate anything like that in our second game tonight in the boys' game. And here to talk to us a little bit about that is Jay Stair, the head boys' basketball coach at Overton. And, Coach, you come in, you run off 4 in a row, you're 4-1 on the season. always a good time to kind of talk about where your team's at right before the Christmas break. Where do you kind of really see where your team is at 4-1?
Well, you know, after the first game, we're just trying to improve each game. We have some new kids filling some roles from kids that graduated last year and just kind of filling themselves out, and they're learning what their roles are and just kind of playing together a little bit more during practice to get used to each other. And, you know, after the first game, we saw some things that we didn't do very well, and just try to get back at being a little bit more fundamental with what we do. And we're lucky enough to win those four games, and hopefully we can just continue to get better.
A tough assignment to start with. You have to travel to Arapahoe. Arapahoe's 6-1 on the season. You always find out a lot after that first game. Talk a little bit about the learning experience of that game and that environment.
Well, you know, if anybody's ever watched a game or been lucky enough to play a game down at Arapahoe, it's a very difficult place to play. It feels like you're down 11 points, 10 or 11 points before you even start the game, just because of the home field advantage, if you will. And we didn't shoot extremely well. We were out of position defensively a lot of times, and they were fortunate enough. They moved well without the ball, got the shots that they needed to, and we just wanted to try to make sure we were a little bit, like I said, better fundamentally going into the Loomis game the next night, and I think we were. We played more of a type of basketball game that we're capable of with the strengths that we have, and I think the kids learned from that, and we've kind of built on that the three games after that, and to get us 2-4-1. And you know, it tells me that we do have some quality kids to be able to play, and different things, like you said, to work on. But I like who we have. Once we get completely healthy, we'll hopefully be competitive with every team that we play with.
Let's talk a little bit about both the health concerns and eligibility issues with the transfer situation and all that. Coming up here pretty shortly, you're going to be a lot more full strength than you are right now. Talk a little bit about what's coming up here in the next probably week or two here.
Well, we do have some health problems. We had a kid that's started for us the last two or three years at point guard that was hurt in football, had his meniscus repaired, and it was a different type of surgery to where it wasn't a short-term recovery. It was more of a long-term recovery, and hopefully we can get him back after Christmas time here. And we do have a kid that started for us last year that transferred to a different school, and he moved back and has to sit out the 90 days that the NSA requires us to do. So, you know, we're handcuffed with not having two returning starters from last year. But like I said, the kids that have came in have done a good job of stepping in and showing what they're capable of doing. And I think it just not having them, you wish you would have these kids to play, but not having them almost helps us more, just because we are building that depth for the end of the year when we do get those kids back, you know, a weekend after Christmas or whatnot. And we're excited to see what these kids do.
And I was going to kind of talk about that a little bit. I mean, what doesn't kill you always makes you stronger. It does force a lot of kids to kind of step up, learn a role. And then when you do get these guys back, it's really about how well you play in February and March. That's really the ultimate goal here. That should help you down the stretch.
Yeah, it should. And, you know, the key once they get back is how they can practice. You know, the Aiden kid gets back from his knee and whatnot, the Ryan kid's been able to practice with us, but the Aiden kid hasn't been. You know, once they get back into the full swing where they're included with everything that we do, gelling with the other kids, you know, that's obviously a concern. Hopefully they can get right in and fit right in with the other guys that have developed that team chemistry in their absence. So, you know, we're happy with the kids that have came in, and when we do get those couple kids back, we're looking at, you know, being, you know, one of the deeper teams that I've had at Overton, being able to play, you know, 9, maybe even 10 kids that I haven't had that luxury, or I haven't looked to try that luxury out since I've been there. And like I said, just hopefully everything goes well, and hopefully nobody else, they just continue to play hard and nobody else gets injured or whatnot.
Talking with Overton head boys basketball coach Jay Stair, the Kearney Catholic girls lead at intermission here 51-11. Real quick, Jay, let's talk a little bit about Kearney Catholic. Give us your version of the scouting report and what you guys need to do tonight.
Well, obviously one thing is not to turn the ball over. Kearney Catholic plays an up-tempo game. Whether they're, you know, full court pressing you man-to-man or a 2-2-1 or a 1-3-1 or just they're getting after you, you know, running, jumping, trying to speed you up and trying to make you uncomfortable. And hopefully if we can and take care of the ball a little bit like we need to, hopefully we can rebound and get to the free throw line. I think that would be a big positive for us if we can do those things. Obviously play good team defense because it's not just going to be one kid that, you know, stops another kid for them. We're going to have to play all five guys that are all going to have to be on the same page defensively and make sure we know where everybody's at and just do the best we can. And they're a very good basketball team. They're probably one of the top three teams that we will play this year. I honestly will say they're probably across the board the most athletic and quick team that we will play this year. And if we are lucky enough to go a little bit down the road into state, if we're lucky enough to compete well at the end and win some games to do that again, you know, we might see the quality of athleticism down there, but they're well coached. Coach Lease and his system, what he does with the kids, you know, they've had a little bit of size here. It looks like they've got a little bit more size than they've had in the past, and you know, those kids fit right in, and it just makes it difficult for other teams because the other kids play so hard and they get rebounds and they do their jobs, but when you throw some size in there, I mean, it affects them, affects the other teams a little bit more because now you have to take an account that they're not just going to maybe be outside running gun and shooting a lot of threes or attacking you. They may have a little bit of a post game as well, and that just it's difficult. You have to prepare for every aspect of the game that they present to you, and they're a very difficult team to play, and we're looking forward to it. You know, we want to play the best competition, and you know, class size around, you know, they're a couple classes bigger than us, but you know, they're one of the better teams around here, and we're just excited that we can come out and try to compete with them.
Jay, best of luck to you. Appreciate the time, man.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach at Overton. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this. Timeout. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages quickly as we start the third quarter here. Scoring for Overton, Shannon Callahan off the bench has 6. Kenzie Enix has 5. That's the scoring summary for Overton. We'll get Kearney Catholics here in just a little bit. Stars just forced another turnover, the 22nd of the game here. And with the dribble is Allie Prasowski. Prasowski gives it to Bailey Sokolowski. She lost it. She'll kick it out for Mestel. Mestel skips it over. And a long jumper up and good for Theron Baum. Baum now has 8 points in the game. 15 for Allie Prasowski. Mikaeli Mestel with 11. 3 for Bailey Sokolowski. And Megan Anderson has 8. 3 for Morgan Studi. And 5 for Shayla Connor. 2 for Whitney Colling. That's the scoring summary here for the Stars. Pass on the left side here for Overton, and Enix now has 7 in the game as she hits an open jumper, running the floor, getting an easy pass up ahead is Theron Baum. Baum lays it up and in, and she now has double digits with 10. 55-13. We're early on in the third quarter here at Cope Coliseum. Entry pass by Miller. She gets it inside for Shannon Callahan, who starts the second half. Rebounded by Baum. Long pass up ahead for Sokolowski. Sokolowski, a little jump stop, but kind of a little bunny hop at the end of that jump stop, and that'll be a turnover here on Kearney Catholic. So Stars turn it over with a little jump stop. And entry pass stolen away by Sokolowski. Sokolowski's just going to hand the ball off to Mestel here. Pass for Baum. Baum's going to drive the baseline, and Theron Baum with another easy bucket. She scored the first 6 points of the second half here for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 57-13. Pass up ahead here for Carlson. Carlson gives it to Fisher, top of the key. And now they'll kick it back out after a little penetration. Now left wing, here's Enix. Enix is going to drive. Shot no good. Gets their own, got the ball. And we're going to call a foul on Kearney Catholic on the rebound. We'll give Enix credit for a rebound, and that'll be her fifth of the game. And after she pulled down the rebound, they're going to say she was fouled by Prosowski. They put 41 up there, and Maddie Squires is not in the game at the moment. The inbounds pass is stolen away by Michaela Mestel, and Mestel comes up with a 23rd turnover on Overton. Pass to Anderson in the lane. She's going to kick it out for Theron Baum. Baum's going to fire a three. It's short and rebounded by Callahan. Callahan's fourth rebound, and she'll just give it off to Enix, and Enix will bring in the offensive zone. Enix steps up just inside the three-point arc. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Anderson. And Anderson will give it to Mestel. Mestel quickly in transition, lobs it, and she lost the ball into the hands of Kinsey Enix. It's either a bad pass or that was tipped from behind. In any event, Enix came up with it. She pulls up with a baseline jumper. It's no good. Mestel pulls down her fourth rebound of the game. And a long pass up ahead here for Sokolowski. And Sokolowski lays it up in stride, and it will not fall, but she's going to head to the free throw line. Spears' second trip to the line. She had a three-point play in the second quarter, and now she's going to go and shoot a couple more free throws here. 5:17 to go, third quarter. Stars in control, 57-13, and the free throw is up and good for Sokolowski. Second free throw by Sokolowski, rolls around and no good. Rebound taken out there by Kinsey Enix. And Enix will give the bounce pass on the right side here for Alex Carlson. Carlson facing a little 2-3 zone, gets it between the circles here for Miller. Miller with a little ball fake. And Enix gets it now between the circles for Fisher. Fisher, a little penetration, lost the dribble. Now she gets it back. Bounce pass through the lane. Nice pass, but then the shot's blocked by Mestel. Carlson's shot blocked by Mestel and into the hands of Allie Prosowski. So Prosowski gets the rebound there, and she'll give it off to Mestel as the Stars slowly bring in the offensive zone. Baum's going to skip it out here. They work it back around the perimeter as McKenna Butler checked in. They give it on the baseline. Now a little give and go, and good look at the basket there by Allie Prosowski. Shot, however, would not fall, and Abby Miller snags the rebound here for Overton. And we'll have a slew of substitutions at the next whistle. Left wing, Abby Miller. She gives it off on that left side as Fisher has the dribble. She gives it top of the circle. Now right wing penetrating here is Enix. A little floater up and good. Kinsey Enix with 9 points in the game. Four of those coming here in the third quarter. And it's now 58-15. And we got a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. Stars call timeout with 4:06 to go in the third. We'll take it with them. Kearney Catholic with a 58-15 lead. We're back right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Well, Kearney Catholic calling timeout there as much as anything to allow some substitutions out there for the Stars. Right now is Bailey Sokolowski, Whitney Calling, McKenna Butler, Theron Baum, and Shayla Connor. Skip pass, going to give it to Sokolowski. She gives it to Baum. Baum kicks it now on the baseline with it is Calling. Calling gives it to Baum. Shot no good. Rebounded by Shannon Callahan, who's played a nice solid game. Sophomores played well tonight. And now the pass in the corner here for Addie Fisher. Addie Fisher's long jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Brown. Will not fall. It's tipped around, and ping pong coming out of there with it is Shayla Connor. Connor comes out. She's on the run. Bounce pass for Butler. And Butler gets fouled. And I think the shot went in. It rolled around. And it do count the bucket. Yeah, McKenna Butler with her first 2 points of the night. And checking in here is going to be Kayla Shundoff. Coming in for Sokolowski. So Butler will try to finish a three-point play with the Stars leading it now 60-15. The free throw rolls around and good. And inbounding the ball here is going to be Chelsea Brown. Stars will pick up the defense at midcourt. Kind of a 1-3-1 look here. And the high post, Callahan had it, lost it, then gets it back. It snaps it to Fisher, and Fisher hits the bucket. But give the assist to Shannon Callahan as Fisher makes her first 2 points of the night. Left side with it is Baum. Baum dribbles in the lane, kicks out for Colling, back inside for Baum. Baum loses it, and it goes out of bounds. Again, pretty good defense there by Shannon Callahan. So Callahan at halftime was leading scorer with six, and now the leading scorer is Kinsey Enix, but Callahan's played well, and now a pass that's knocked down. Coming up with it is going to be Theron Baum, and Baum's going to head to the free throw line, and she was fouled by Chelsea Brown. Now in a 61-17 game, I don't know if you worried too much about anybody being in foul trouble, but really nobody's in foul trouble for either team, really. Baum, as much as anything, she's got a couple of fouls, and Chelsea Brown has now picked up her fourth. So that's the biggest foul trouble for both teams. So Baum hits the free throw here. She's got 13 in the game. She's got one more coming, and this one's up and good. And Maddie Squires is going to come in here for Baum. So it's Squires, Kayla Shundoff, McKenna Butler, Whitney Colling out there right now for Kearney Catholic, and Shayla Connor. Pass knocked down. Steal by Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff's going to jump stop in the lane, a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound by Butler, and Butler will score. McKenna Butler cashes in on the 25th Overton turnover, and we got a timeout here for the Eagles. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street and at a concession stand right here at Kearney Catholic. We'll take a quick break. Stars lead at 65-17. Timeout Eagles. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Well, Mackenzie Smith of Kearney Catholic keeping alive that unfortunate tradition. It seems that at least one Kearney Catholic player has to have a serious knee injury every season. It's been about every season that I can remember over the last few years. And so her season is over with that right knee all bandaged up. This Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center Injury Report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back in the game alive with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. There's one near you. Tell them that you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. Stars now have it in their offensive zone, driving the baseline. A little runner by Maddie Squires, and Maddie Squires with the first 2 points of the night here for the freshman. And so here come the Eagles. In the offensive zone, they'll pass around Enix. They'll give it between the circles to Carlson. Now Enix is going to drive, has her shot blocked by Anderson. And Anderson comes up with the basketball, gets it up ahead. Here's a layup by Shundoff, and Kayla Shundoff with a couple of points. It's now 69-17, minute 49 to go here in the third quarter. On the bounce, Alex Carlson. Carlson pass, tipped, picked up by Addie Fisher. Fisher. Ball knocked around, comes up with it, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. You get it off here left side for Alex Carlson. Carlson gives it up to Enix. Enix, a 15-foot little runner. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath, And the shot will not fall. And loose ball is finally picked up here by Kearney Catholic. But kick it off here left side for Shayla Connor. Connor will fire a three. It's no good. And the rebounded taken out of there by Enix. And on the dribble here is Enix. She'll give it off on the right side here for Addie Fisher. Back around the perimeter we go. Enix has it. Gives it off right side for Fisher. On the baseline, Fisher with a little jumper. It's up and good. And Addie Fisher hits the bucket. That makes it 69-19. And we got a timeout here for the Stars. 49.8 to go in the third quarter. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. The Stars going to move to 8-0. They're comfortably ahead in this one. They lead it 69-19, 49 seconds left. And Kearney Catholic calls the timeout to, make another substitution. As checking in was Courtney Shundoff. So Courtney and Kayla Shundoff are both out there at the moment. And Kayla will inbound the basketball here for Morgan Studi. She gets it off on the right wing here for Courtney Shundoff. And the pass on the inside is stolen away. Coming up with a steal is Addie Fisher. And Fisher will work it on the left wing. Quick jumper here by Enix. And Enix hits the deuce. Kinsey Enix now with 11 points in the ball game. Pass on the right wing. Courtney Shundoff. Shundoff will get it at the elbow. Backing in is Squires. Nice pass by Squires. The layup, though, no good for Courtney Shundoff. And the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by the Eagles. So with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's going to be inbounded here by the Stars. And open is Studi. She'll fire a three, and she hits the three. And that's her second three-pointer of the game. That's all six of her points. And we've got 11 seconds to go here in the quarter. Pass on the left side. Now kick back out for Enix. Enix, 5 seconds left. Gets it right wing for Fisher. Fisher, 3 seconds left. Gives it out. It's stolen away. On the dribble here is going to be shunned off when the quarter comes to an end. It is 72-21. Kearney Catholic with the lead as we start the fourth quarter right after this 1 minute timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
And welcome back here to the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic comfortably ahead in Lissaman. They have possession of the basketball to start it off, and they turn it over. A little too energetic on the pass there by Morgan Studi, and that's the 10th Kearney Catholic turnover compared to 25 for Overton. Stars lead at 72-21. Pass on the right wing. Here is Fisher. And Fisher hits a long deuce. Good looking shot there by Addie Fisher. Caught that one and fired it in rhythm. 72-23. McKenna Butler helps work it around the perimeter. With the basketball now is going to be Brooke Muesch. Muesch will kick it up here to Squires. Squires on the right side for Courtney Shundoff. Back around the perimeter we go. With it is Studi. Studi gives it out for Squires. And on the bounce here is going to be Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff on the baseline gives it to Studi, and Studi hits a nice long deuce. So she's got 8 in the game. And we're at the 7-minute mark. Don't forget the boys' game coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Addie Fisher is going to kick it off here on the right side for Enix, and it's going to be stolen away. Kayla Shundoff comes up with the turnover. Slowly, the Stars bring in the offensive zone here. They'll kick it off on the left wing for Muche. Back around the perimeter as Squires has it. Squires will drive the lane, take it off glass. Good. That was a good, strong drive for the freshman, Maddie Squires, who now has four in the game. All of those coming here in the second half. By the way, Axtell by now leads Kennesaw in girls basketball 21-16 at halftime. That game on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Ball out of bounds off of Overton, so Kearney Catholic will inbound it here. And checking in for the Stars is going to be Elena Bach, as well as McKenna Butler. Here we got it 76-11. Pass on the right side is going to be Shundoff. Shundoff gives it top of the circle here for Bach. Bach back around the perimeter for Squires. Squires will kick it right side for Bach. Nice entry pass by Bach inside. And the shot, now they're going to kick it back out. And Squires was well covered, so Butler will give it back out. Penetrating here is going to be Courtney Shundoff. Shundoff shot off the mark and rebounded by Alex Carlson. So Carlson comes up with the rebound. And on the right wing here, Addie Fisher's got it. She finds a little cutter. That's Callahan. Callahan shot off the mark. And Ballinport were a couple of Stars, and Maddie Squires has it go off of her hands and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic back on defense. Underneath their own basket, Overton to inbound the basketball here. And they toss it in here for Kinsey Enix. Enix will fire the three. It's no good. And Enix somehow is able to track down her fifth rebound of the second half. She'll kick it top of the circle here for Fisher, who gives off on the right side for Carlson. Carlson back around the perimeter, stepping into a three here is going to be Enix. It will not fall. Rebounded by Fisher, but the shot was blocked by Brooke Muche, and the loose ball was then picked up by Courtney Shundoff for the rebound. And so Kearney Catholic has it. Errant pass, but Maddie Squires was able to track it down. She'll kick it on the left side here from McKenna Butler, who gives it for Bach. Bach in the lane, nice cut, and the shot no good for Courtney Shundoff, but Shundoff is going to go line and shoot two. Quick, nice little precise pass by Elena Bach in the lane. And that's going to set up Courtney Shundoff for a couple of free throws after the second personal foul on Alex Carlson. Free throw rolls around and is no good. Again, both these two teams kind of wrapping up action before the holiday tournament takes place. Again, Overton will be in the Ravenna holiday tournament. Free throw was no good, and Courtney Shundoff had the ball momentarily and lost it. So I don't know if we call that even a rebound or a turnover. I think that's just going to be a team rebound here for Overton. So Overton brings in the offensive zone, and we'll have coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Driving here is going to be a shot by Mackenzie Beavers, and it is off the mark, rebounded by Butler for Kearney Catholic, and Butler will help kick it off on the right side, and we're going to call a little walk there on Courtney Shundoff. And we'll also have coverage on ESPN and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We'll follow Amherst and Kearney Catholic in that tournament. Pass up ahead here from Mackenzie Beavers, and Beavers will head to the line as she was fouled. Long pass up ahead by Kinsey Enix, and she put it right on the money. And now Mackenzie Beavers is going to go to the line and will have a couple of shots. So the freshman getting the varsity uniform here tonight, and she's going to go to the line and have a couple of free throws. And the first one is no good. Second free throw on the way for Beavers, and it is off the mark. So Kearney Catholic will have possession of it here with 4:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stars are now going to move to 8-0. Overton's going to fall to 3-3 on the season. On the right wing with it, Courtney Shundoff. Entry pass in the lane. Backing in is Butler. She's going to kick it out. Now Butler gets it back. She's trying to shoot over top of Callahan. Shot no good. And rebounded by Enix. So Enix now with 10 rebounds in the game. She's got a double-double here. She'll give it out for Shannon Callahan, back out for Fisher. And Stars in that zone defense, and in trouble with it is Alex Carlson. Carlson, the ball's on the ground. Now, somehow it's not tied up. Loose ball's picked up by Beavers. Beavers gives it up ahead for Callahan. Callahan shot, no good. Rebounded by McKenna Butler. Butler's going to pass it up ahead. Nice bounce pass here for Kayla Shundoff. And Shundoff is able to get it to Brooke Muse, and Muse with the layup. So that was good ball movement and unselfish play there on that extra bounce pass. And it's 78-23, Stars with the lead. And losing the basketball is going to be Callahan. And they get it up ahead here for Muse. And Muse's shot was no good. And last touch by Muse and out of bounds. So team rebound for Overton. Checking in is going to be Squires. She comes in with Elena Bach. Connor's out there. Muse is out there. On the drive, right wing, Fisher for Overton. She takes it on the baseline, kicks it out. Here's Enix, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounding is Maddie Squires. Squires' third rebound. She's got 4 points in the game. And they'll work it up ahead here for Elena Bach. Bach skips it back out here for Squires. Squires is going to drive, and Squires last to touch it. She had her shot basically blocked by Shannon Callahan, and when that happened, it went off of Squires' leg and out of bounds. So 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and Kearney Catholic in control. They lead it 78-23. And pass on the inside, stolen away by Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff's going to lead the fast break. Bounce pass up ahead for Muse. Muse misses the shot. It was blocked by Shannon Callahan, and Callahan comes up with a rebound. Long out left pass to Fisher, and Fisher's going to lay it up and in for Overton. Well, that couldn't have gone a whole lot better for Overton than what it was. You got a block, you got a rebound, and then you got an assist all by Shannon Callahan, and then the layup by Addie Fisher. In the lane with it here is going to be Shundoff. Shundoff for Squires. Kick right side. There's Bach behind the three-point arc. She'll give it between the circles here for Shayla Connor. Back to Squires. And she was open but didn't want to shoot it was Brooke Muse. And Muse starts a dribble, and she was fouled. And that is going to be on Mackenzie Beavers. And Abby Miller's going to check back into the ball game. So is Tara Leese for Overton. That's only the fifth foul whistled on Overton. Stars have been whistled for only two here in the second half, and we got 2:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bach open if they want to inbound it to her. They try it in the lane, and it's going to be intercepted by Chelsea Brown. So Brown forces the 12th Kearney Catholic turnover. And across the timeline is going to be Tara Leese. Leese gets the ball out. Quick jumper by Brown. No good. Brown got the loose ball back, and Elena Bach came up with it. And with pressure, Addie Fisher forced Bach into the turnover. Shundoff and Butler. Courtney Shundoff and McKenna Butler checking back in here for Kearney Catholic. And so they inbound it. Now kick it out. There's Fisher. Fisher short. Rebounded by Maddie Squires. And Squires will work it up ahead here for McKenna Butler. Butler with a little spin move brings it across the timeline. Minute 35 to go. Pass back inside for Butler. Butler will kick it back out. Around the perimeter we go. They enter it inside. Shot no good for McKenna Butler. And it's pulled out of there by Chelsea Brown. And we're going to have a little walk as they get the ball up ahead here to Leese. So that'll be another Overton turnover with a minute 22 to go, fourth quarter. It's 78-25. And Elena Bach will get the inbounds. She'll kick it back left wing here for Butler. Right wing for Shundoff. They get it inside for Squires, so kicks it out. Back inside for Squires. Not a good pass, but Squires comes up with it from her knees and kicks the ball right back out here for Muse. Entry pass in for Squires. Squires can't come up with it. Now she makes a little steal. She comes up with it now. She's going to drive. She's going to shoot, and off the mark. And rebound taken out of there by Overton. Kendra Haley snags the rebound here for the Eagles. And we are in our final minute of the basketball game. Right wing Fisher. And her entry pass stolen away by Butler. Long outlet pass up ahead, trying to track it down is Shundoff. And nice hands by Courtney Shundoff. She made the catch finally right underneath the basket. She's able to lay it up and in. And Kearney Catholic hits the 80-point plateau. They lead it 80-25. Entry pass in the lane. Now kick back out here for Fisher. Fisher, entry pass inside for Miller. Miller's shot hangs on the glass and the rim and finally falls in, making it 80-27. 18 seconds left as Elena Block brings it in the offensive zone. Block will give it off for Butler, and Butler with the ball on her hip. Now will kick it off on the right side here for Shundoff. Pass to Squires, not a good one, but Squires fights to get the ball back, and they're going to call over and back with 3.2. As not a good pass in for Squires, but Squires fought to try to keep the possession, and she saw some friendly help there and wanted to roll it to one of her teammates, and she did, but it was over and back. So that still will be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Pass on the left side to Miller, and Miller loses the ball essentially at the buzzer. And so that is your final score. Kearney Catholic with an 80-27 win over the Overton Eagles. As we mentioned, Kearney Catholic will be in the Amherst Holiday Tournament after the Christmas break and the five-day moratorium. And Overton, their next action will be in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And both of those games will be on our network of stations on ESPN. We'll have coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament on that Thursday after Christmas, and we'll also have coverage of the Overton Holiday Tournament as well. That'll be on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Once again, our final, 80-27, Kearney Catholic now 8-0 on the season. Overton falls to 3-3, and we'll take a look at the numbers when we come back with the Nisco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Back here, the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Misco's. You'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here for Overton. As we mentioned, they fall to 3-3. They'll be in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, and they were led tonight by Kinsey Enix. I had Enix for 11 points and 10 rebounds on the night, so she got a double-double. Shannon Callahan played very well off the bench. I had Callahan for 7 rebounds and 6 points, but the second leading scorer was Addie Fisher, all of them coming in the second half. Fisher finished with 8 points and 4 rebounds on the night. The only player to score for Overton tonight was Abby Fisher. Fisher finished with 2 points on the evening to go with 1 rebound. Chelsea Brown did not score, but she did finish with 4 rebounds. Alex Carlson, we had her for 1 rebound, and Kendra Haley also with 1 rebound in the game. Once again, Overton falls to 3-3 on the season, dropping it here at Kearney Catholic by a final of 80-27. We'll take a look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic when we return right after this timeout.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Let's check the numbers here for the Stars. As we mentioned, they now move to 8-0 on the season. And leading the way for them was Theron Baum. She finished with 14 points and one rebound. Allie Prasowski with 13 points and one rebound. 11 points, three rebounds for Michaela Mestel. Elsewhere, you got 5 points from Shayla Connor, including a three-pointer. Whitney Calling with two. Morgan Studi off the bench at a couple of threes. She finished with 8 points on the night. Brooke Muse with a bucket, so she finished with 2 points. Maddie Squires, 4 points and four rebounds. Courtney Shundoff, 2 points and one rebound. 2 points for Kayla Shundoff, 5 points and three rebounds for McKenna Butler and Megan Anderson. 8 points, seven rebounds here for the Stars. They were out-rebounded tonight, but you know, they scored so many buckets that there's not a lot of offensive rebounds they could have got their hands on, as Overton actually out-rebounded Kearney Catholic tonight, unofficially 28-23. But I had Overton for 15, 20, almost, yeah, right at 30 turnovers. 30 turnovers for Overton compared to 14 for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars turned a lot of those turnovers into layups on the other end. They shot an incredibly high percentage as a result of that. And so Kearney Catholic wins it 80-27 to move to 8-0 on the season. We're about 15, 20 minutes away from tipping off the game between the Kearney Catholic boys and the Overton boys. And we'll step away for a little bit. Then we'll be back in about 10, 12 minutes or so for coverage of the Eagles and the Stars. Once again, our final in girls basketball. Kearney Catholic, no problem. They win it 80-27 over the Overton Eagles. We'll have the Eagles and Stars and boys basketball coming up in about 12, 13 minutes or so right here on ESPN.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Builders does
the best. The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.